It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Kane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning. Beautiful, gorgeous Friday morning right here on Main Street in historic New Iberia. Before we get started with sports, let's remind everyone, Saturday at the Quarter Tavern, there's a welcome home party for Olympian. You know, when I say New Iberia Olympian, there's only one name that can come to your mind, and that is Morgan Lilla Romero. Music by the cast, which they're awesome. I think anybody that's been around the bar scene or weddings, whatever, in the area, the cast is one of the top groups in the area. Sugarcane Festival was canceled, but the Quarter Tavern second annual Fado Dough will take place September 23rd through the 26th.
We don't need no festival. We're going to have our own festival.
It looks like they're doing it.
Thursday, it's Chubby Carrier and Zydeco Trio from 6 to 10. On Friday, it's Sideshow 6 to 10. Saturday, the Cajun Company Band from 6 to 10. And Sunday, the cast 10 to 2. And Bad Boys 2 to 6. Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? So, Saturday at the Quarter Tavern, remember, go visit with Morgan Lilla Romero, take a picture, enjoy the music. Gonna be beautiful weather. So the NFL last night got kicked off with a bang. I'm talking a huge bang. You couldn't have asked for a better football game. Dak Prescott, arguably the best performance of his career, with no running game, relatively no running game, goes 42 of 58, 403 yards, three touchdowns and an interception that went through CeeDee Lamb's hand. He threw it. I still think it was an ill-advised throw in general. I think if I'm breaking down film, there was a whole lot of congestion right there, but it did hit CeeDee Lamb in the hands.
It did.
And it went through his hands. It's one thing, like it was said on TV, it's one thing for you to miss a ball and you to hit your hands and drop, but it went through his hands, which makes you, of course, more susceptible, a la Leonard Fournette for Tampa Bay with his – he tipped it up like a volleyball. He played tip drill.
Yeah, but he's never been a good pass catcher.
But – evidently, he's worked on it because they threw him a few balls.
They did.
You could tell that he said, okay, I want to get better. But, I mean, I haven't given you the finals. 31-29, Tampa Bay. If you live under a rock or if you didn't read the paper this morning or whatever, hopefully you're getting the news from us right here on Bayou Sports. Tampa Bay, Ryan Succop kicks. What a horrible last name, Succop.
He kicked it.
You're nothing but a suck-up.
He did it.
He drills one with 5 seconds left, something like that. I think there was 2 seconds left on the clock.
I think so.
After.
They tried the old Cal Stanford.
Yeah. But 31-29, Bucks take it. But just such a great game. Now, you always look at these games from the fan of – a Cowboys fan is going to look at it like this. All right, this is the way a Cowboys fan looks at this game. So if you're as a Cowboys fan, this is the way I believe you're looking at it. Paul, we lose to the Super Bowl defending champs who are projected to win the Super Bowl again this year, missing 2 field goals and an extra point.
7 points.
Okay, and throw a big interception.
All right, said 60-yard field goal.
Yeah, one of them was a 60, correct. But it looks like he's got every bit of that leg. But he, you know, of course, he struggled early, but made the big one late. Zerline.
He beat the Saints with a 58-yarder 2 years ago.
Makes a big one late.
3 years ago.
I do believe that Zerline probably is when he's good, when he's on, he's a 50-50 guy from 60 yards. I believe that. I think he's that good when he's on. But anyway, so as a Cowboys fan, you're saying, oh, if Zerline would have been on, we easily win this game. Well, if you're a Bucks fan, you're looking at it like, we just beat the Cowboys, and all, yeah, how good are the Cowboys supposed to be? But we just beat Dak Prescott at his very best. I mean, the guy's on fire. And we beat him, and I'm not going to say four turnovers because one of the turnovers was a Hail Mary at the end of the half. I don't count that one. There was a point made this morning on ESPN that football should have an official scorer,
like baseball. That. I heard that.
Well, that might have been on the game last night. I don't know.
I did hear that.
That football should have an official scorer, and a Hail Mary should not be charged to the quarterback. A ball through someone's hands should not be charged to the quarterback. Interesting concept.
Yeah, different. Yeah,
interesting concept.
An error goes against the batter.
Yeah,
know.
Exactly. So, but the Bucs, they had three huge turnovers, two especially. So Godwin, by the way, my fantasy guy, who didn't have an unbelievable game, but had nine catches, 105 yards, and a touchdown. That can't hurt me.
No,
can't hurt me. So Godwin. Godwin on two plays, the one play you're not thinking of, and of course you can bring in all these plays, but Godwin drops one for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Just drops one. He fumbles inside the five, turns it over. That's a sure score. And then I believe it was Ronald Jones fumbles the ball, not deep, but inside the 30-yard line, which led to another Cowboys
score. 27, somewhere in there.
And also the Bucs have 100 plus yards and penalties. There was a stat this morning that said the Cowboys had won like 20 straight when plus three in turnover ratio along with 100 yards and penalties for the other team. How they come up with these stats, I don't know. These next-gen stats, they really are next-gen.
Yeah, I saw a stat, too, that the Bucs were the first team ever to win a game, let's see, with rushing for under 100 yards, having a plus three turnover margin.
Or a minus three for
minus
them.
Minus three, correct. And there was another couple. There were another couple.
Yeah. The Bucs did the variables and whatnot. The Bucs went against the Bucs, and they still pull out the win. Tom Brady, he has not lost anything, folks. Hadn't lost. Last year, everyone thought early on that age was catching up. Because early on last year, he struggled. But it's evidently to me now, that was only because it was a new team, new system, new receivers, new offensive line, just new everything. Because, yeah. It's just, he came out last night, 32 of 50. Now, the last three throws were throwaways. That's another one.
He
was just trying to burn a little clock, but they had no timeouts, so he couldn't kneel on it.
Right.
Okay, so he was really 32 of 47, really 32 of 46 when you look at it with the Hail Mary.
Well, why didn't he spike it?
Huh?
Why didn't he spike
it? Yeah. Well, because it burns more time.
True, throwing it through the air.
It burns more time.
Sure.
Because they were trying to get it to where there was as little time as possible. And that time in the air, you're going to get an extra 2 seconds.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
I always wondered why quarterbacks, especially in the shotgun, take the snap and hit a knee right away. Just hold a ball until somebody comes on you and hit a knee.
But the other this is the reason I'm going to tell you why.
I'm listening.
Because they're not protected.
I understand.
The officials will tell. The officials, when they meet with coaches every year, they tell them, tell your quarterback, if he does that, if he gets hit, it's on them.
Okay.
And that's the reason. That's the reason. They just don't want him to get hit. They don't want him to get hit. But it's a good point. I get it.
Especially in high school and college.
Another big storyline last night, and it's a guy that he's easy not to like, but I'm a fan of comeback stories, even if it's a guy I don't like.
A.B.?
Yes. And look, 2 years ago, there's an old saying, I wouldn't hit a hog in the ass with him. Okay?
Okay.
That's how little you think of somebody.
Okay.
I wouldn't hit a hog in the butt with him. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
That's better.
That was kind of me with Antonio Brown. All right? This guy just can't get right. He's you know, from charges that he was feeling up on his masseuse. And
yeah, he's got his issues.
His feet. And,
he's got his
you know,
issues.
It really looked to me like the guy was done. I mean, that hit mentally, that he was just done. And the Bucks bring him in. Evidently, he and Tom Brady hit it off really well. I think Tom Brady realizes, okay, I've already got Evans.
Who didn't do hardly anything last night.
I've got Godwin, who's really, he looks like the go-to guy. You know, when they need something, kind of Godwin looks like the guy. That's why I drafted him. When you add Antonio Brown at his best to that, and Antonio Brown, 5 catches for 121 yards and a touchdown last night. He went through arguably the best six-season run in the history of the NFL for any receiver for the Steelers. I mean, this guy, he was Randy Moss.
Pretty much a small version, yes.
Yes, a smaller version of Randy Moss.
That can run.
And if they can get another 2-3 years out of this guy, and one thing I give to Antonio Brown, he has thrown all the love at Tom Brady, thanking Brady. You know, he's giving me another shot, being my friend. We got a caller. Let's go ahead and put him on right here. They hung up.
Yes, they did.
Okay. So, probably was calling about a birthday. Remember, birthday's 5-3-4-3-4, 365-3-4-3-4.
Correct.
Gronk, 8 catches, 90 yards. That's Brady spread it around. He spread the love. I thought Fournette looked good. Only 9 for 32 yards, but also had a few pass. He had 5 for 27 yards. Looks like they want to use him in the pass game. Now, he did have caused a horrific turnover. So Brady, both of his turnovers weren't his fault. One is a screen pass that hits Fournette in the hand.
Literally.
That he plays tip drill and tips it to the other team. Tips it to, I forget the name, the corner from.
But you know, Fournette looked light last night. He didn't look, you know, usually he's 6'1", 230. He didn't look 230 last night.
And maybe that's a good thing to help him in the pass reception game, because what they were doing some Clyde Edwards-Helaire stuff, and boy, they're not the same guy. But splitting him out, going empty. When you go empty with Fournette in the game, that puts the defense in a bind because, okay, we're playing you is in a run defensive set because Fournette's in the game, okay? And then you split him out and you get empty. Now, when you really should be facing dime personnel, you're facing at the most nickel and possibly just your regular personnel. So using him in the pass game, that does cause problems for the opposition. Like I said, Godwin, who's on my fantasy team, solid performance, 9 catches, 105 yards. Now, Armani Cooper, huge game, 13 catches, 139 yards, 2 touchdowns. The guy that proclaimed during Hard Knocks that he was the best receiver in the NFL. Not a bad start to back that up. Now, is he the best receiver in the NFL? Yeah, whatever. But CeeDee Lamb, one big drop. Now, it would have been a heck of a catch because, you know, it was over the middle. It was in a lot of traffic. But he catches 7 balls from 104 yards, 1 touchdown. Devin White, 8 tackles in the game, led the Bucks. The big negative takeaway for the Cowboys, if you're a Cowboys fan, Ezekiel Elliott, 11 carries, 33 yards, was really non-existent. Used him a little in the pass game, didn't do much. I would reserve my judgment on Ezekiel Elliott when they start playing more mortal defensive lines. The defensive line for the Bucks, along with the linebackers, Devin White and crew, they're really good. They're really, really, really good. And one of the analysts last night very poignantly said that he thought that Dallas's offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, former Boise quarterback, famously Statue of Liberty.
That's right.
Kellen Moore.
Beat Oklahoma.
One of the greatest football games ever. They basically said, you know what? We're not going to play against those guys. We're going to have to pass block them. But we're not playing against those guys tonight. We're going to put our 3 elite receivers on Tampa Bay's DBs. And one of Tampa Bay's corners got hurt early. At one point, another very astute observation. Who were the announcers last night? I'm drawing a blank.
No, it was the Florida.
Oh, yeah, it's Collinsworth.
Michaels and Collinsworth, yeah.
Yeah, I drew a blank. So Collinsworth, I thought very astutely recognized in the little bit of spread stuff that I ran over my career, there's a lot of spread guys that everything they do is predicated on how you cover the single side boundary receiver. Then if you choose to play him man-to-man, you got to go to him. Because if they're not playing him man, that means they're spinning the coverage the other way, and you don't get the matchup that you want. And Collinsworth, I know a lot of people don't like Collinsworth. I'm not one of these guys that judge these announcers that tough. You got these people that just hate Joe Buck. And by the way, he will be calling the Saints game along with Aikman coming up. Oh, it's the people that hate the SEC announcers on CBS.
Yeah. One of them,
Gary Danielson.
Yeah, Danielson. They got a lot of people.
And the thing is, people hate them because they're so pro-Alabama. They say, first of all, I don't see it that much, but also they're calling Alabama every other week because Alabama's the best team in the country.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But they know the game. Collinsworth knows the game.
There's no doubt. And Collinsworth, one thing that I respect, it's hard not to be a ball watcher when you watch football.
That's very true.
It's very. I don't care if you're a coach, an analyst, whatever. But Collinsworth will notice little nuances, whether, you know, it's something that happened early in the play that he has to be watching, literally backing up his eyes and watching the whole deal. And he's picking it all up.
Yeah, he picks. Oh, the right guard did this. Or,
yes,
you know that.
Oh no, he picks up things that I'm telling you that I don't come close to picking up, and I try to watch the game like that too. Now, don't get me wrong. When you have been doing that for the last 20 plus years, you get good at it. But he's good at it. He's really good at it.
He is,
no doubt. And I just think anybody that's a mainstay that does stuff for a long time, you know, you got your few guys out there. I wonder if. In today's society, would there be Keith Jackson haters out there? Because if anybody ever hated on Keith Jackson on social media, I'm telling you, I'm going to hurt him.
He was the best, though, Keith Jackson.
He was the best. Yeah.
Alabama.
Oh, Nelly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was the best.
Yeah, he Keith Jackson.
Just wasn't even close.
And, you know, born in Alabama but was a Washington University grad.
Yeah. Love. You go back and, you know, Dandy Don Meredith, he was so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all those guys. Now, okay, you hate Howard Cosell, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Never played the game. You ever read his book? He never played the game.
That was quite obvious. I mean, just look at the dude. I mean, you can't imagine Howard Cosell ever.
Oh, yeah. I try to remember Meredith used to get on him all the time, you know, and give him a hard time.
Ali, you're just being truculent.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but if it means being bad, that's me.
He'd always try to grab Howard's hairpiece off his head.
I know.
Come here, Howard.
You're being truculent. All right, we're going to be back. We're going to get Jason Morvan on the phone. We're going to talk about the beginning of the season with fantasy football. I had some major issues yesterday with my team, and we're going to talk about that when we come back right here at 107.5 FM.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
When you hear that music, you know we got fantasy football talk coming up. So, Jason, the anxiety I had yesterday when I'm on number about 13 at Abbeville Country Club playing in a pro-am. I came out fifth out of about 80 golfers, by the way.
Good for you.
Yeah. Nice.
Yep.
Did you foot wedge it?
Huh? No, okay. Foot wedges. All right. No foot wedges.
Just checking.
But when I get the text, and look, I had two people looking out for me. So not only you, but Eric Hike texts me and say, Gus Edwards blew out his knee. I'm like,
I'm laughing at
I'm slowly realizing that I'm probably not going to be real good at this because I'm just I get so preoccupied with other things and this and that. I just don't know how diligent I'm going to be on the waiver wire. But I'll see. Hey, Jason, I did have – Godwin went 9 catches for 105 yards and a touchdown. That's got to be pretty decent, right?
That's nice. That's a nice start. But those Thursday night games scare me. Although the first Thursday night game's a little bit different because it's not a short week. You know, obviously, they've been preparing for week one, so that doesn't matter. But every time I have a player in a Thursday night game, it's like, oh, man. A lot of times in the past, they've been low scoring and – if you got a receiver going, it's like, it drives me crazy. But the first week's a little bit different, and that's a good start. I mean, that's all you want to get the week started. You just don't want to have you didn't want to have, which I have a few shares of, is Mike Evans last night.
I've got to look back. Was Evans considered higher on the board than Godwin?
It, you know, in the 30. 38, 39 drafts I did, they were going off in virtually the same spot, maybe Evans a little higher. In a couple of drafts, Godwin slipped to the third round, like one of my biggest drafts. I got him in the fourth round, actually. I'm like, what is this guy doing on the board? I asked my wife. I said, did he get hurt? Like, what's going on? These high, he was the only one in that tier of receivers that was left. And I was like, why is he still there? And you want to Google it to see if you missed something. And I jumped on him at that spot. I mean, he's a guy that can win a league for you. He's a high-end guy.
I have a question. So right now, on Friday, can I go in my lineup and change it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can change your lineup, but up until that player has started the game.
Okay.
Now, here's the tricky part, and here's what you got to remember. When you have a guy that goes down and you have someone playing in the Thursday night game and he's your next best guy, you've got to make that change before Thursday night because now it's too late.
Yes.
So if you have him on your bench and you're like, oh, I wanted to start him. You missed it. So you gotta be careful. And you might not even have a guy in the Thursday night game that's hurt. You might have your number two running back, which was the case with you, and he gets hurt, and you had a Thursday night guy who you wanted to get in. You've got to be watching that. So the Thursday night games, it's kind of a nightmare for fantasy. It really is.
And when I drop a guy and add a guy, so there's no cost to that.
Right. Well, yeah. See, Fuzzy's charges $10 for every transaction, but they give you $1,000.
Okay, so I got popped $10 for my transaction.
Yes. Now, some sites will do, the bidding, but they'll give you $100 or $200. But then after bids go through and anything between, let's say, Thursday and game time on Sunday, they're free. So you know, it's just kind of the different setup on that and how those things fall. But yeah, they're gonna. That's why I said, do not run out of money because you're not picking up after you run out.
Gotcha. Edwards is done. What do you think about Le'Veon Bell?
I think he's older than he was when he was with Kansas City last, and he wasn't very good with them. I'm not a Bell truther. I don't know. I still think in my heart of hearts they're signing Murray. I don't even understand.
No. This morning they talked about it. I think that's going to happen as well.
I was talking to my friend about it. As soon as the Saints cut Murray, I said, he's going to the Ravens. He's got to go to the Ravens. He texted me like 30 minutes later. They just signed Bell. I sent back, what? Are you kidding me? And I was like, there's no way. Then the news breaks yesterday, and I'm like, okay. I went pick up Murray in a couple of leagues that people had dropped him because they thought, he was cut. Well, he's done. And I went pick him up because I'm like, I'll keep him on my bench and see what happens. And I still think he's going to the Ravens. But, I mean, we shall see. And if he does, I think he's going to be a big part of that offense. So
I tell you what. Tell me if I'm wrong. The Bucs look like they've gone out of their way to make Leonard Fournette more of an all-down back. He became, I passed on him at one point where I really thought of taking him, and I forget who I took instead of him. But if I would have known that he was going to be that big a part of their passing game, and again, there was nothing flashy about last night, but they targeted him seven times in the passing game. Seven times. Now, one of them, he tipped to the other team, which, of course, is not good, but they went, and after that, they went back at him two more times. So his role for the Bucs has changed.
Yeah, and, I was telling you in one of the calls, last week or the week before that, I tend to kind of – I got that guy I play a lot of leagues with him, and he's the third-ranked player in the country. And I watch what he does, and I pay attention. And in one draft, he picked in about the eighth, ninth, tenth round, somewhere in there, he picked Fournette. And I'm like, what does he know that I don't know about Fournette? And lo and behold, I don't know what insight that guy has or if he just – I don't know. But
Chris Collinsworth, because maybe it got out if you're following the Tampa Bay, a lot, unlike college, NFL practices, a lot of them are open. So, I mean, yeah. I guess, and you all of a sudden, if you're a person that regularly goes and watches them practice or hears about it, and last year you never see them throw him a ball, and then all of a sudden this year, according to Collinsworth, they were constantly flipping him the ball.
Yeah, and you get a guy like that in fantasy in the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th round when everybody's down on him. And if he pans out, if he doesn't pan out, so what? You're going to pick players in that spot anyway that are not going to pan out. If he pans out, then now your team went from really good to great or whatever, not so good to kind of good. So
that's when it really hit me, Jason. Until you do something, you don't know what you're doing. And I still don't know what I'm doing. But I know a lot better now than I did a week ago, okay?
Of course, yeah.
And it really hit me at the end of the draft when I started grabbing a couple of handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
That, wait, yeah, I get this. These guys are probably guys that you, if you don't pick a handcuff, it might be a guy, if there's no injuries, you're never going to play him anyway.
Right, right.
You know, they're bench warmers. So, yeah, why not insure yourself, whether you handcuff yourself or somebody else, where I see it as being a really good strategy.
Yeah, and it's good if they have a certain handcuff. Who's the handcuff for Gus Edwards? Yeah, you know, maybe Williams. Maybe that guy's not even on the team right now.
Yeah.
Is, you know, whoever. But when you know Chuba Hubbard is a handcuff, for McCaffrey, I say if you got McCaffrey, go ahead and protect your first pick, which I saw you did, which is good. I mean, that's good. I don't handcuff every player because some of you don't know who the guy is.
Yep.
And then some guys are not really handcuffed. A.J. Dillon for Aaron Jones is not necessarily handcuffed. That guy has some standalone value. So there's a lot of different things that go in. But when you have a first, like who's the handcuff for Joe Mixon? There's none.
Yeah.
I picked him in the second round in a couple of drafts, and I really like him because his usage is supposed to be way up this year with Gio Bernard gone. And who's his handcuff? Well, it's really nobody. So you forget about
Samba J. Perrine.
whoever that is.
Yeah, I mean, Perrine. I mean, come on.
Did you say Jean-Claude Van Damme?
you know what you do with those guys, Brent? You just leave them alone, and they're not going to go drafted. And then if your guy gets hurt, you just spend a lot of waiver bucks on, and you pick up that guy.
Yeah.
And if you really need him, you might not need him at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, have you looked at DraftKings any?
No. I tell you, one thing that ticks me off, and this is an aside, it's when if I do a search for fuzzies, uh-huh, DraftKings is the first thing that comes up on Google, which, you know, shows you the money DraftKings has. Because you got to pay a lot of money to Google to make it to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you know, I do some work with Gator coolers. When I search Gator coolers, Yeti's the first thing that comes up, and it ticks me off. you know, which I really that's kind of payola to me. It's un-American, you know, for that to happen. But I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just me.
But if people are building lineups in week one, you need to really enjoy it because I've done daily for probably 5-6 years now. And, the pricing in week one is so different than the pricing will be 4 or 5 weeks from now because you have people like Callaway for the Saints. He's priced at $3,400.
Oh, Lord.
Okay? He's the number one receiver. You just put him in your lineup. I mean, he's $3,400. He only has to score 9 points to pay that off, and that's like 4 receptions for 50 yards or a touchdown with a couple, which, I mean, listen, he's gonna get probably 10 to 12 targets, maybe more than that. So you're not
going to
Especially
now, Traquan Smith is he's on the injured report.
Yeah, this guy's going to be priced at probably $4,500 next week, $5,500 the week after, and maybe $6,500 the week after that, or it might even jump more than that. So you have more for Arizona priced at $3,000. You have the other more for the Jets priced also at $3,000. So you're just not going to get this kind of pricing. It allows you to get people like McCaffrey, Kamara, Kyler Murray. You know, it allows you to get. You're not going to be able to get those guys in a lineup with anybody else in 3 or 4 or 5 weeks from now. So it's kind of fun, but it also, you know, it, it, it's got ups and downs to it, but it just allows you to get some studs in there.
Well, Jason, I'm looking forward. So on Tuesday, let's plan on talking about how, you know, how everybody did, you know, who you think, the good guy, the good, the bad, the ugly. And then on Thursday, we'll come back and we'll talk about the upcoming week, and we'll just get that on as the season goes on. Plan on having a whole lot of fun with this.
Sounds good, man. I enjoy your first full weekend of fantasy. Sunday's going to be fun.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
We're going to be right back. We're going to talk high school football as we wrap it up. Don't forget to stay tuned for The Breakfast Club with Lee K right after right after my show. And we'll take a break right now for these messages.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
At Arsenault Ford, we know how important it is to keep your vehicle maintained and on the road.
We make it easy and safe to service your vehicle with curbside service, no contact service, and in some cases, pickup and delivery.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit HarrisEatCool.com.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Tonight, it's Beauty of Gray. Saturday, a welcome home party for Olympian Morgan Lala Romero with music by the cast. And on Sunday at 2, it's Steve Adams and his four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. On Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, welcome back. So just to go over what we got going on this weekend that we'll cover on Monday and Tuesday when we get back, of course, we've got the Saints versus Packers in Jacksonville. Home game in Jacksonville. Now, this is a nationally televised game.
That's right, 3:30 game.
Yep, 3:25 kickoff, Aikman and Joe Buck. Marshawn Lattimore and Tre'Quan Smith are both on the Saints injury report right now.
I didn't know that.
So the new get, Bradley Roby, grab for the Saints, that looks even more important now if Lattimore can't go.
But Roby can't play the first game.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Hello. Yeah, stand corrected there. So now you might be looking at a Debo along with it's the guy that starts with a C.
Crawley?
Yeah, Crawley.
But Crawley, I thought he was hurt too.
Well, but I think he'll be back and ready to play.
Okay.
Very weak weekend for college football.
Yeah, it's
dynamic
almost,
as it was week one.
Yeah, it's almost like let's play somebody we can beat up
This is Patsy week. So the biggest games you've got in football, one of the games that Jeff picked for his picks of the week is Iowa State and Iowa.
Yeah, that's a big rival, too.
Yes. I'm a fan of the coach at Iowa. Iowa State's kind of an upstart, of course.
Yeah.
What conference is Iowa State in?
They're in the Big 12.
They are. They are considered Power 5.
Ames, Iowa.
Yes. It's,
and Iowa's in the I'm blank where the University of Iowa is. Cornfields.
Yeah, it's not in Des Moines, is it?
It might be.
I don't know. Okay, Texas, Arkansas. You know, just because it's that the old Red River. Is that the Red River rivalry?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. Or is that Oklahoma? I don't know.
Well,
but you know, Arkansas, just Lord knows how good they're going to be.
And they play in that game in Austin or in Fayetteville?
I'm unsure. Okay. But I'll say this. Texas has not gone 2-0 in like
a
long time. Since Fred Akers.
Whoa. That's in the early 80s, man. Late
which I 70s. Find that you would have thought that Vince Young would have gone 2-0 to start the year.
Yeah, they went undefeated.
Didn't they?
Yeah, so that's 05.
I don't know. Something that was said on ESPN this morning. Maybe I stand corrected.
Okay.
Oregon, Ohio State. Everybody wondering, is Kayvon Thibodeau going to play?
I don't think so, huh?
Yeah, he's in a boot. They said it wasn't any kind of season-ending injury. But you give him little chance if he doesn't play. This guy is a dominant. He is as dominant as the young man that plays for the Redskins now from Ohio State, Chase Young.
Yeah, Chase Young.
I think he's a slightly bigger version of Chase Young. You got Michigan, Washington. That's a decent one, but not much going on.
They're playing in Fayetteville.
Okay. Nish, St. Martinville. Tune in tonight. Kickoff at 7 p.m. right here on Kane 107.5 FM.
Pre-game.
Jeff and Keith will be there.
Pre-game about 6:15.
Okay, so this St. Martinville has an explosive quarterback, two really explosive receivers. Nish, ball control type offense. If Nish can keep the ball away from St. Martinville, it could be a good game. I would consider St. Martinville the considerable favorite here, but I do believe that Nish has the right type of offense to keep the ball away from St. Martinville. I think it'll be a little closer than people think. Lauraville, definite favorite over North Vermillion. North Vermillion lost to Kaplan last week. Highland Baptist, I don't know anything about Hamilton Christian. I just know they're from Lake Charles. Don't know anything about that school, so I can't handicap that one. Jenneret, Morgan City, we're going to call that one a toss-up. Westgate can give West St. Mary all the points they want. I wonder how Westgate gets West St. Mary to play them. That's what I want to know.
I just wonder if, you just want to come out a game like that unhurt.
Yeah, Westgate can name their score in this one.
And I want to give a shout-out to Westgate, Danny Lewis, who committed to Cincinnati this week. I think Monday he did. So
congrats.
Congrats to him. Big-time commitment.
Catholic High already 2-0 because Brobridge forfeits.
That's right.
Due to COVID.
Did you ever get a forfeited game?
No.
When coaching?
Well, we had to forfeit four games because we played an illegal
opponent. And that's a 2-0 score?
Yes.
Okay.
I saw 1-0 somewhere.
Yeah.
That they listed it 1-0. I think it should be 2 because there is a 1 point in football, but it's after a touchdown.
That's right.
But I guess it doesn't matter. Delcom Hansen. Hansen is interesting. Because Hanson only dresses about, I've heard, like 22 guys, but I think they got some dudes. According to Terry Martin at Lauraville, they scrimmaged him, and Lauraville got the best of him for sure. But he said that Hanson's got some explosive guys. So that ought to be an interesting game. Looking forward to that one. So, go ahead.
I'm just wondering, Hanson beat somebody that was decent last week, and I can't think of who it was.
Oh, no doubt, no.
Off the top of my head, but they beat a decent team
They've
last
got some
week.
Dudes. They've and got some dudes.
About two or three touchdowns.
There's always been these you know, talks Hanson's going to shut down, because they are. They are one of the smallest single-A schools in the state.
That's playing football.
It's playing football. Okay. Remember, to be considered a single-A school, you have to play football. When you don't play football, you become a Class B school. There's some fairly big schools. Midland High School would be a double-A school.
Really?
Yes.
Did not know that.
Yeah, Midland's a good-sized high school, but they've got a couple of basketball guys that run the school, and they just never wanted to play football.
Yeah, they've always been a basketball school, even back when I was in high school 50 years ago.
So, as always, just we appreciate all our listeners. Had very good response. I put it out there that we're looking for a couple more sponsors. I've had three people actually inquire. So always looking to add sponsors to our show. And always we're going to do our best to market you and your company, just like we do with the folks right here. So we wish everybody a great week. And on behalf of Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tavern. Remember, Saturday we got Morgan Lilla Day coming up. We're going to honor her. United Fire and Safety, Gator Outdoors, Gritic Electric. Remember, 944-4547. Give Jonas Hebert a call at Gritic Electric for all of your electrical needs. We will see you on Monday. That's a wrap.